Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Taking the Time to Die. This is a somewhat obscure title for a sermon message. A person may ask, why does a person need time to die? And how much time would a person need? Why a person would need time once they received a notice of eviction, and how much time they would need, is a question that may make a comparison. An eviction notice tells us we must leave our current dwelling place. Death is like an eviction notice telling us we must leave this place of life. Once we know we must leave, the wiser we are, the sooner we seek somewhere else secure to go. The length of time it will take to find a secure place depends on several factors, including our financial resources, the availability of secure and affordable housing, and the willingness of someone to allow us to secure a place from them. It would seem foolish for a person not to take the time to secure another place to move to once they knew for certain they would have to leave their current dwelling if they had nowhere to go. Just imagine yourself, your family, and all your possessions sitting out on the street with nowhere to go. Many people don't have to imagine this, because they have lived through it, and some are living through it now. And it is not because many or most of them didn't see it coming and ended up on the street anyway for lack of trying to find somewhere else to go before they had to leave. It was just that there were too many factors, as I mentioned earlier, that they were not able to overcome. Taking or finding the time to die is a similar situation. All of us have received an eviction notice. We know we are going to have to leave this place of life. The eviction notice didn't come with a certain date and time, so we don't know how much time we have before we must leave. Where will we go once death comes to evict us? Taking the time to die is all about using the time we have before death arrives to see if there is a secure place we can go so we won't end up on the street lifeless and without time. Just like moving, there are many factors that must be resolved and overcome in securing another place to go before death comes. The reason why most people aren't taking the time to die or seek somewhere else to live in the face of death is because they have concluded it is futile and useless to try. But Jesus said, there is a way, and that is why Mary sat at his feet to listen to what he had to say. I too have listened and am convinced that he could be right. I don't know he's right, but I believe he may be. When I say that I am taking the time to die, what I am doing is listening again and again to the words he said, making sure I understand them, applying them to my life the best that I can, and seeking to confirm what he said with the evidence I experience in my life through the things I see, hear, and observe. Another listen to the sermon from this perspective may make more sense. Death is on the way to evict us all from life and time. How are we using our precious limited time to get ready for that day? If we don't take time to die or move, we won't have time to die or move, and we will see our life and all time ripped from us forever to face judgment. You can hear the entire sermon again by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.